B-Pod Studios.
Who you got? These guys have the answer. Joe Murray, Dan Lifshatz, the Bankroll Boys, the DraftKings Over-Under Show on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
We blowing money fast on this side. Catch up.
All right, back here at 98.5 The Sports Hub. Let's take a couple of calls, Dan, because people want to wait, and we'll get into the game.
Okay.
And then Boston Radio Watch, who I love. Thank you for
listening
to us.
I actually kind of like going back and forth. I get along with him. He's a great dude, but like, I'm just trying to explain. Like,
If you're
upset about the fact that Grant Williams is getting the blame, I mean, dude, come on.
I wish it was phrased as the turning point of the game was the Grant Williams.
But I think
Grant Williams was bad on defense as a part of the loss.
I think Grant Williams is the large majority of the reason you lost last night. Not the full, but if I had to give out blame pie, right from the 2-6 show, Grant Williams is getting a big old piece of that pie.
I do think that Missoula could have bailed him out and he didn't. This is the question to both of us. Did the Brad Stevens coach Celtics recover after being down 0-2 against Jimmy Butler in 2017?
No.
Well, didn't they beat the
2017? Yeah. Yes, they did. Sorry.
That was a long time ago, huh?
Yes.
18, 19,
okay, what happened in 2020?
They lost.
So, I mean,
and that was a bubble year.
Yeah.
But this is a rematch of it.
Yes. And it's, again, what happened the bubble year. So the Brad Stevens thing to me doesn't. And I like, you guys know, I was like a big, you know, Joe, I was a big, like, defend Brad Stevens. Brad Stevens is not the problem, right? And by the way, are we seeing that now? Can we all just kind of hand up, maybe it's not Brad Stevens?
The Ime Udoka thing, I think they'd still be in this problem if Ime was here, but
I think it's probably 1-1.
It would be better.
I think it's 1-1.
I think he's worth a win in the series.
But I think they still lose the series. It's not the coach. It's the players who don't get it.
I agree. I just wish at times the coach could bail out.
Just remember
these guys.
How bad the Celtics were in close games last year, too. They sucked.
It was worse. Actually, believe it or not.
I think it was worse.
It's getting worse. All right, let's talk to Ken. He's at Newton. What's up, Ken?
Hey, what's happening, gentlemen? You guys have all the props in front of you. What's the prop on how many timeouts Missoula's going to call?
That's not no line on that one.
But how many will he save at the end of the game? One and a half.
Love it.
Thanks, Ken. Jensen in Brighton. Hey, Jensen.
Hey, I don't know if you remember. I called back probably like a month ago saying what would happen if the Celtics went down to the 76ers, right?
Okay.
Do you think it's worse if the Cs go down 0-2 at home and lose to the 8-seed Heat? Like, what are the repercussions? What's going to happen? And Braun's still the GOAT, by the way.
He's not.
LeBron?
LeBron.
Did you see he blew the game the other night?
He blew the game.
No.
He couldn't
hot
make
take,
a three.
Ready? LeBron James is the reason why the Lakers lost the other night. Is that okay to say?
He couldn't make a three, man.
Did you see the flop on the floor on Jokic and the ice got all over him? That was a flop.
No, he also couldn't make a three.
He also missed a layup down the stretch to tie the game, I believe. He missed a couple of layups.
Two.
LeBron James was the reason why the Lakers lost. Can we put that one? Is that hot enough for you?
He was pretty bad in that game.
LeBron is not still the GOAT, by the way.
Yeah.
No.
definitely not even close. Jokic is by far the best player in that series. It's not close. I don't remember what his first one was.
I don't know
was.
Either.
don't
something about, no, I don't remember. Don't Jeff, you got anything? Nope. I don't either.
Okay. There you go.
All right, let's talk to the other Joe in the truck. Hey, Joe.
Hey, what's happening? Just call me guys. Like I said, I think this comes down to coaching. If you look at the games that they lost, an NBA coach only makes 5 or 6 big decisions. It's always in the last 6 minutes of the game. And every decision he makes backfires. You know, it's just, that's the big difference. He doesn't know how to make adjustments on the move. That's why he doesn't call timeouts. Like I said, it's the coaching. The players, sounds to blame the players, but I think in the last 6 minutes.
So if that's the case, if it's the coaching, how come we've gone through Brad Stevens, Ime Udoka, and and now freaking this guy, and the players still can't get it. If it's the coaching, why is it that we're now on coach three and they still don't get it?
This team should be able to win despite their coach. They're good enough.
The coaching stuff is like silly to me. We have the sample now.
The only thing I wish he would do is when it's a 12-1 run.
Look, he's not good.
Bring him together. He's in a situation he should have never been in.
Yeah.
I'm not defending the guy, but he's not good enough to keep the players from themselves.
Yeah. And people are going to say, well, Ime Udoka got to the finals last year. Yeah. They still suck.
Yeah, but how many
suck.
Times did he call them out, though? We heard it, too.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, did you catch Spoelstra mic'd up at all by chance?
No.
I can't find it. I've been looking for the audio every year, but I'm pretty sure he said, if this team doesn't hit their threes, they can't win. And I'm pretty sure he said that.
I don't remember that. Maybe. I have no idea. I have no idea. But I'll just say, the Celtics sucked last year in close games, too, with Ime Udoka. Like, this is not just a coach thing now, guys. It's a DNA thing. Just call it what it is. They're not good in close games. They don't have the cojones. They don't. That's not the type of team they are. They are front runners. That's it. They have to be up big and stay up big. That's what they are.
What other kind of betting? I had a bunch of bet. Oh, down the stretch. Celtics in crunch time last night. 8 points, 1 of 9 shooting. 0 for 6 from 3.
Marcus Smart missed the wide open 3.
And they know what they were doing?
Big one.
They were fouling them just to get them to the line and just rather would give them the 2. Like Tatum, everyone, oh, he got no shots. He was going to the paint. They were letting him because they were fouling him just to get foul shots. The 5 turnovers? How many turnovers does Brown and Tatum have late in the fourth quarter? I'm going to say 15 in the last 2 games.
They're just not sure.
They had 10 in game 1.
I bet you this changes game 3. The problem is when it changes, it doesn't stay changed. It flips back. So changes are adjusted for maybe 1.5, you know, game and a half, and then after that they flip back. So that's the problem. But well, let's talk about the games tonight, Joe. Let's move on.
Yeah, what do you got? Yeah, I know.
I know.
Yeah, we'll take some calls. Tonight, so Lakers are at home.
Yeah,
they've yet to lose a game at home.
So they open -4. Open -4. It's now 6, 222.5. So I think the Lakers are going to win tonight. I think it's a must-win for the Lakers.
We find out at 10 o'clock of the officials.
Yeah, we find out soon. I think it's a must-win for the Lakers. I don't know what refs they're going to give them, but I bet you they give them Lakers refs. And I do think that I think the series goes back to Denver side 2-2. I do. I like it. I think the Lakers are going to win tonight, and I think they win game 4. And I think they're going back to Denver side 2-2. And I think this one goes 7. I do. I think right now getting the Lakers series price what it's at, I think is silly. +335. I feel better about the Lakers at +335 than I do about the Celtics +160. And I don't think it's very close, at least not to me. So I think the Lakers win tonight. I think they win pretty big. You know, I laid 4 at 6. I mean, you know, I'd probably still lay it. I'm not going to PP it, but I'd probably still lay it.
Ugh. But is it weird that yesterday's line for the Celtics was right around 8.5, got up to 10, and now this one opened at 4, and now is getting up to 6? Like, I feel like
again, that's the market. That's the NBA market. But again, some teams actually win at home. Remember, the Lakers have not lost a home game so far this postseason.
Celtics are 11-12 their last three postseasons.
Oh, here's a fun stat for you. No team has ever won the NBA championship losing 5 games at home in the playoffs.
It's never been done.
Never been done, and I don't think it's going to be done this year.
There's a couple of other stats that are out there that really don't help.
Give me the Lakers series price, +335. Jeff, do you have the bell with you by chance? See if you have it. If you don't, it's okay.
Ding, ding, ding. There we go.
Let's hit that again.
Okay.
Hit that again. Lakers series price +335. There you go.
The Miami 17-0 in a series when leading 2-0. Celtics are 0-5 when they trail a conference final 0-2. 617-779-0985. Jimmy is in Beacon Hill. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man.
You know, I mean, I'm hearing a lot about Grant Williams. Obviously not a good move, not ideal to rile up Jimmy, but I feel like we're giving Jaylen Brown a pass. I mean, on obviously he wasn't good on offense, and you know he hasn't topped 25 points in the entire playoffs except for one game with the Hawks. But let's talk about his defense, specifically off-ball defense. I mean, the guy gets lost in every screen. He can't defend. I don't know what Dan's talking about. That Jamal is like so much worse than Jalen at D. Jalen,
what are you talking about? Jalen Brown's been basically your best rated defender at every defensive, every advanced statistic this year.
Jalen Brown's like a better player than Jamal Murray, and a better because he's a better defender.
Defensively, I mean, you might be picking and you might be picking and choosing with your eyes, man. But I'll be honest with you. I'm sorry, it's just not correct.
I don't think Jalen's right. By the way,
defensive player.
I think he hurt his hand again on that stupid slam dunk in Game 7 against the 76ers. Remember the one he missed?
Yep, he definitely did.
I think I'm not defending him, but you're right. Jalen Brown, a minus 24, he should be scrutinized more for it than he is, but he's the guy after the game who was said no comment on Grant Williams. So, I don't know. He's the one who called out the fans and said they're not bringing it. There's a lot of things that Jalen Brown is doing right now that's really not helping his case. But in the end, though, I think they need him to win. And, if you want to get on him, go ahead. I think it's deservedly so. He deserves to be crushed for a minus 24 in a big game. He deserves it.
I don't disagree with that. I'm just saying defensively to say that if you think Jamal Murray is better defensively than Jalen Brown, then you're not watching.
My only thing, I'm only saying Jamal Murray at least shows up in big games and when he's not injured.
But this is the same Nuggets.
He's the same guy who had a 50-point no turnover game too, but everyone praises Tatum.
When the Nuggets get into the NBA Finals, we'll talk about Jamal Murray. Okay,
right.
Jamal Murray has done nothing. I'm sorry.
Wait.
Did the Lakers not absolutely stomp on him a couple years ago?
This year. Great. Who's had a better playoff? Brown or Murray? And I actually want to look that up.
Who's had a better playoff?
Better playoffs this year.
Offensively, it's Jamal Murray.
Okay.
But again.
But why is he as the second star can play? And Brown at times turns the ball over late in games. Brown's trying to do way too much.
They're different guys.
I'm just I'm only bringing it up because it's the same draft. There were guys that were they were kind of linked together. Let's face it. They are, right? One was the fifth pick. One was the third pick. Coming out of college, people thought Murray would have been the better prospect. Brown seems to be the better. One's getting the Supermax. Like, it's...
Well, hold on here. I'm going to keep telling you this. There's 9 Supermax players in the NBA. Not a single team has 2 Supermax players.
Well, the Clippers do, right?
No, they do not. Yeah, Paul George is not a Supermax player.
No, they have Kawhi Leonard and...
Paul George is not a Supermax player. There are no teams in the NBA who have 2 Supermax players. No teams. It has never happened before. Okay? Nothing. It has not happened.
Yeah, there are 9 players under the Supermax right now.
Yep.
Steph Curry, Lillard, Giannis.
Yep.
Rudy Gobert.
Yep.
Embiid, Luka, Westbrook, Wall. Is it Westbrook on? Yeah, Westbrook's on the Clippers, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so Kawhi and Westbrook.
But Westbrook was bought out. He's just a signed contract.
Okay. All right.
There are no guy. There are no 2 players who have a Supermax contract. Now, I believe that James Harden was at one point a Supermax player, right? But I don't believe that he is going to be next year. So that's So again, no team is going to have 2 Supermax players. It just doesn't happen. And by the way, Kawhi Leonard, not a Supermax guy. Okay, Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, not Supermax players. So again, it just doesn't happen. Even the Warriors didn't have 2 Supermax players ever.
Right.
Tatum
versus Brown thing, though, it's getting real. Tell you that much.
I don't know. I'll be surprised. I hope they do it.
By the way, I want them to keep both of them.
Me too. Absolutely.
Jalen Brown. I think the problem with Jalen Brown is Jimmy Butler. It's not Jalen Brown. It's Jimmy Butler.
Well,
Jimmy Butler's defended him well. By the way, that's lost in a lot of this. How good has Jimmy Butler been in the fourth quarter defensively? He's been unbelievable. He really has. Don's in New Hampshire. Hey, Don.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm still here.
How you doing?
Am I going to get on in a moment?
You're on the air, Don. Hi, I'm Joe. Dan's here. Hi.
Good morning, guys. Very informative. Long time, first time caller.
Thank you.
Wanted to ask you a couple of questions. Kevin Durant, Jaylen Brown? Would we do it all over again?
No. Kevin Durant's out. Kevin Durant's the biggest loser of all time.
No, actually, I wouldn't do it.
I would never do that.
No. And listen, if he's here, the coaching thing might be worse.
Kevin Durant is the biggest loser of all time. He literally had to join one of the best teams ever to win a title. That guy sucks.
Ooh, I can't believe we got that one today.
Oh, God.
As much as I want to crap on Jaylen Brown.
No. That guy sucks.
Man. You know what's so funny? People are so pissed today. I love it.
Oh, I know.
It's like any take we give sucks.
Yeah, I got it.
I'm actually having fun with it now.
The anger. Look, there's a million people that you can blame for the Celtics being down 0-2. Okay? Joe Mazzulla, Al Horford,
Jaylen Brown,
Jason Tatum, Grant Williams. Here's the thing. How about this? Just take a look at the team and just admit that, you know, the Celtics were never really as good as you thought they were. They went 6 with the Hawks. They went 7 with the Sixers. If they win this series, they probably have to go 7 with the Heat. They're just not as good as you guys think they are. And if they win the series and they face the Nuggets, I think they have a good chance of winning the title, because I think that they'll be able to defend Jokic. I do. I think they'll be able to defend Jokic, and that's like the only guy I think they actually would be able to defend, because he plays in the paint and not on the perimeter. But the Celtics aren't as good as you think they are. They have a ton of talent as a team. They don't play collectively. They haven't played that way since February of this year. That's the difference in the team. They're just not as good as you guys think.
All right, let's look at the NHL playoffs.
But the series ain't over. I think the Celtics can. I have the Heat in 6. I bet on the Heat. I have pretty much the Heat every which way to win the title, to win the East, series price, yada, 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 whatever. I think the Heat win. I'm just saying the series ain't over. Okay? Can be both ways. I think the Celtics can get back into it. I do think they're coming back to Boston down 3-1, though. So,
all right, Danielle on Twitter, hockey, baseball, Preakness, PGA, 1 hour and 20 minutes into the show, and you're still talking about this game. Nice gambling show. You're a longtime listener. We'll get to the gambling. We'll do that next.
Okay.
There was a pretty big game last night.
It was a pretty big game.
Pretty big game. All right, we'll go to the break. We'll talk about stuff that's not the game and still take your calls here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Bankroll Boys, Joe Murray, Dan Lifshatz, DraftKings Over-Under Show on 98.5 The Sports.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Very.
If it's the biggest games in sports, you bet they're talking about it. It's the DraftKings Over-Under Show with the Bankroll Boys on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, back here at 98.5, the Sports Hub. Anything but Celtics, Dan. What do you got?
Let's move away. Jeez. I get it. I understand the frustration, by the way. I totally understand. Let's move over to baseball. I got a play for you. Now, here's the problem, just to give you an idea. The game is not listed many places, so it's kind of an issue. But Luke Weaver is starting today for the Cincinnati Reds. And I believe Johnny Brito is going to be the guy who gets the majority of the work for the Yankees. I don't know who the exact starter is. I'll see if I can find it. But it's going to be a large majority of that. So, yeah. Give me the over 9.5 in this game, Joe Murray. Give me the, because I can't find a first 5 on this game. Give me the over 9.5 Yankees Reds PP. Because I can't find the first 5. I rarely take full games. If the first 5 comes up, I'll throw it on Twitter. I just can't find it anywhere. I think it's probably going to be around 5.
So I got one on the Red Sox. So I watched last night. I actually had Chris Sale last week, Dan, and then Jensen blew the game. I think Sale's been pretty good lately. He's an underdog tonight. Ignorance is bliss. I haven't really been paying attention to the National League, but I didn't realize the Padres really aren't that good this year, besides being a pretty good team.
I had the under on them. Remember that?
That's right.
So much talent.
I'm going to take a stab at Sale plus 110 today.
You're going to take the money line?
Money line 110.
Plus 120.
Okay.
Plus 125.
I see 110.
Yeah, plus 125 now.
I'll take it. Let's ring the bell.
Okay.
This is more about the way Sale has been playing and the Padres haven't been good. I know they got Musgrove going today.
Musgrove has struggled mightily.
Yep. So I'm going Sale today plus 10. You guys, so 125.
Yeah, 125 now. Yeah, as a Musgrove fantasy owner, it's been a struggle.
So the Red Sox lead all of Major League Baseball betting in overs. So if you they have the most over wins this year.
Yeah. So again, talking about the Red Sox, to make the playoffs right now, Joe, have you seen a line to make the playoffs for them? Because before the year, they were plus 350. We talked about that. I gave it out. I said I think this team is going to be pretty good. I was pretty high on the Red Sox. The Red Sox right now, I believe, to make the playoffs, I'm trying to find it, plus 220 still. I mean, I think that's a silly number. Seriously. I mean, this team should be plus 150 to make the playoffs. They have a slew of injuries. They haven't gotten their best pitchers pretty much healthy the entire time. And, you know, you're going to say they make the playoffs at a 31.3% rate. I think that's low. I think it's somewhere around, I don't know, 40-ish, right? 40% is plus 150, I think. So, yeah, I like the Red Sox to make the playoffs even at this number. I gave it out a better number, not going to give it out again, but I think that's a good value bet, plus 220 right now on DraftKings.
All right, I got nothing else in baseball, but I just wanted to at least throw it out there that if you bet on the Red Sox and then bet the over, last night it didn't hit. Seven runs. It's 7.5 again today on that one. NHL, I actually took Florida in game one, and I didn't stay up to see it.
They won.
They did win, thankfully.
Longest game in Carolina Hurricanes history. Is that right?
Correct. Vegas wins last night. Carolina, Florida again tonight. I actually wish I knew this, how teams play off overtime on the road. But right now, Carolina is minus 155.
Someone DM this to me. Give me 1 minute, and I'll give it to you.
Yeah, right now, the series 1-0 Florida. Carolina's at home tonight. They've actually were a pretty good home team this year.
Yep.
28-10-3, and obviously won the first two rounds of the playoffs. So, I don't know. 155 seems like a good number for Carolina. I just like the way Florida's been playing.
So it's minus 140. Wow. Most places. Yeah,
I'm on DraftKings numbers.
Oh wow. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Circa right now is minus 140. So Scott Farnham, I want to give him credit for this. Messaged me and said,
"All right, 145 right now." Yep.
He said, "In honor of the four overtime Carolina Florida game, I went through the longest NHL playoff game since the year 2000, two overtimes or more. Of those 26 games, the winner lost the next game 17 times, 65%, and the game went under 5.5 goals 18 times, 69%. So under and Carolina.
So 5.5 would be the total on that?
Yeah, under and Carolina seems to be the prevailing thought based upon trends.
How about Vegas over the Stars? Like, I know last night went into overtime, but I just feel like Vegas is destined to go to the final. I thought the Stars almost blew that game 7-2 at the end. They scored a goal, and then I thought they were going to tie it up. They didn't, but Vegas and Bruce Cassidy, Dan. It's getting really, it's starting to suck around here, huh?
It is.
For all those great years that we had. Oh. It is getting bad. What else did we want to hit? Oh, have you seen some of these over-unders when it comes to college football? I'm not sure if you saw these, so I wanted to kind of give you these were the big ones, Dan. Alabama's 10.5 with a brand-new quarterback and offensive coordinator. And then Georgia, I believe, was 11. So Boston College is 5.5, just to give you a number on them. And then What was the other team? Oh, yes. So Georgia is 11.5. Clemson was 10.5. So I got one for you right off the bat. You ready for this one? Give me the Hawaii football team over 3.5 wins this year. They're going to win 4 games, Dan, or more.
Why?
Because they have a great recruiting class.
Okay, hold on. I want to... Whenever Joe talks about Hawaii football...
I'm informed on this one.
Whenever Joe talks about Hawaii football, take it with a grain of salt. You are a huge Hawaii fan.
Yes. Sources on the ground tell me they had a hell of a recruiting. Kept a lot of players that were on the island at the island. When Graham was there, a lot of people left the team. Not to mention some of these Colorado transfers have gone there as well.
I have heard real bad things about Hawaii, so we are hearing very different things.
Here's the other thing. They just got a brand new stadium coming in. Well, it won't be this year.
Yeah, so did San Diego State last year. How'd that go for them?
They turned it on at the end of the year.
Way under. They went two.
They went under. Don't get me wrong.
Two and a half games under.
Give me 4 with 3.5 on Hawaii, damn it.
it's too early for college football for me, but I'm just saying, grain of salt here, Joe.
Might be a little bias in there.
A little, here's the thing I think you're missing. The entire conference got better.
I know.
Pretty much the entire conference.
They got to win 4 games.
Now, they do play an extra game.
Give me four.
Okay.
I need 4 wins.
All right.
Michigan's 10.5.
Yeah, they're the worst team in that conference now by far. You know that, right?
Yep. They're going to win 4 games.
Okay. All right. All right.
How about North Carolina with Derek May, 8.5 wins?
With who?
Who's their quarterback? The North Carolina, right?
Drake May?
Drake May. Who did I say?
I have no idea. I was like, who are you talking about? I have no idea. Anyway.
Did I say Derek? Notre Dame's 9 with...
Under.
Sam Hartman, right?
Under. It's nice that they have a quarterback. I don't know. That team just feels like a mess every year. I'll be honest with you. I have not done my college stuff.
I'm just throwing them out there. Oklahoma's 9.5. Ohio State's 10.5. These are all with new quarterbacks, by the way. Oregon with Bo Nix, 9.5. And I was trying to see, what was the other team that was interested in that I saw right off the bat? Tennessee's 9 still. I thought that was a little high for them, even though they had a great year last year. And then USC, a straight 10 with the Heisman Trophy winner. Just a flat 10. No hook, no nothing, just a flat 10. USC, I thought that was very interesting.
They opened 8 now. I opened 9.
Yeah, right now it's 10. Like they were 9.5 in 2022 as well. So there's your college football stuff there.
Okay, so we have some, I know we have to hit break, but we have some Preakness news.
Ooh.
You ready for this? First mission, scratched.
So how many horses are in the race? 6 now?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 horses now. And first mission was scratched.
So is it worth betting on Mage to win the triple crown at this point?
No, I don't think so, man. I don't think Mage is going to win this race. So Mage had a really good race coming back, right? Obviously, this is a much smaller field. Do you think he's going to be able to pull that off again? I don't think he was significantly better. We can find out, I guess, but I don't think so. I'm looking at the horse that I like is Red Root One. Red Root One, they got him 20-1 the other day. I think he's still like 14-15-1. I think he's at least the show.
I saw 10-1 odds at one point.
At least the show. I think Red Root One is probably still a good bet.
So National Treasure, Chase the Chaos, Mage, Perform, Blazing Sevens, First Mission, got scratched, right? So First Mission, scratched. Yes, 7 horses. And as far as the odds go, Mage, National Treasure, and Blazing Sevens are your favorites. So Red Root One might be pretty good there.
That's where I'm going.
I don't care about this race today. I don't know what it was. I don't know if the Derby threw me off or. To me, it's really hard to cap this thing when you find out at 8:30 in the morning that guys are being scratched. Like, I understand that you're going to have a pick in the 6:30 or whenever time it will all happen, but this is now a 7 horse race. Right.
I think that's why you're better off getting some big odds here. I don't think Mage is a great horse.
I don't think Major's a great horse either, by the
way.
Could
be wrong, but I think you're probably better off with a little bit of some value here. You know, you got some big numbers, and maybe don't go with the two massive long shots, Chase of Chaos and Coffee with Chris, but maybe looking at the intermediates, Perform, Red Root One. I don't know. I think there's probably some good value there. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm not a horse guy.
I don't have a pick
today. I just got a tip that said Red Root One.
Hey, listen, I will tell you this. How sharp was Two Fills?
I mean, he got second, so not that sharp.
No, but what I mean, though, is there were a lot of, I would say, what's the word? There were, I guess, a lot of wise guys. You know, a lot of people that just were kind of in on them. Hey, you heard about this Two Fills? I was at an event that night with Sarge.
Yeah.
And everybody, hey, man, what's this Two Fills going on? And I'm like, dude, I've heard about Two Fills all day from everybody. What's going on here?
That does not make it sharp. That's no, I don't.
I'm just telling. I'm just telling you, it felt like a syndicate pick, if that makes any sense. It felt like a phone call went out to a bunch of people and said, hey, feels like a Two Fills.
Feels like a public pick.
I give you that.
Feels like a public pick. I don't know. I think they're the one thing I would look at today. Maybe some race matchups. You probably got some good value today. Maybe Fade Mage.
Mm. Our buddy Eli Hershkovitz. Will Joe Mazzulla dress up like this for his pregame speech on Sunday?
And dressed up like the town.
Everyone's trolling now.
Do you think he'll watch the town today? Try and pump himself up for Game 3. By the way, going back to the NHL, because we didn't talk about this, if the Florida Panthers make the Stanley Cup, and I sure hope they do, I'm going to lay the biggest wager on the other side of Dallas or Vegas. Those two teams match up perfectly with Florida. Perfectly. Perfectly. Physical team, they'll be physical right back. I'll lay the biggest wager I have on a hockey series ever against that team.
All right, we got the.
I'm excited. I'm rooting for Florida to win this series. I want them to win. Hope they go up 2-0 tonight.
Jaylen Brown says he might be done with his mask. So, if anybody cares,
I don't know. I don't think that's been such a bit help. I think you think mask Jaylen might be better with than no mask Jaylen. Mm-hmm. To be perfectly frank with you.
All right, we got the final hour of the show coming up next here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And they're into the stretch and two.
DraftKings Over-Under Show with the Bankroll Boys will continue on the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Now, more of the DraftKings Over-Under Show with Joe Murray and Dan Lifshatz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, back here at 98.5 The Sports Hub, DraftKings Over-Under Show. Captain Caveman checking in. If we're talking NCAA futures, give me Rice over 4.5 wins. Good offensive tarp, Dan. JT Daniels.
Yep.
In the AAC conference should get them 5 wins on their schedule.
Yeah, they have a very good. They have a lot of offensive.
They score points. They just can't. I mean, they might as well throw us out there.
Well, that's the problem is they have me playing linebacker. me playing corner, actually, to be honest with you, which is, if you've seen me, that's not good. Okay. Not great there. All right. So, I don't know. What else do you want to talk about? I got some NBA draft stuff if you want to do that.
So what'd you think of the lottery? the whole Wembanyama going just, one and
no,
going,
no, no, no,
going to the Spurs.
No, and I love how people are trying to say the NBA lottery isn't rigged, man. It's the stupidest thing in the world.
I thought obviously. Charlotte had a chance.
No way.
They got two at least.
I think Wembanyama is going to, well, Wembanyama is going to Wemby. Going to be one of the best players of all time in the NBA. Huge take, really hot take, but he has that size, he has that build. I think if he stays healthy, he can be that type of guy. And I think, you know, obviously you put him in the international hub of the NBA, the San Antonio Spurs.
So I think the draft stinks now that I look at it. Miller's, but what's his off?
Okay,
off
so
court stuff?
there's been reports that Brandon Miller has been interviewing poorly, but Woj is saying that's not the case. So it sounded like Jonathan Givony was the one who reported that. I don't know really what to make of it. What I do know is that Charlotte has that second pick, and they already have LaMelo Ball. So it would make sense for them to go with a wing like Brandon Miller instead of a guy like Scoot Henderson.
So Scoot Henderson's the favorite right now.
Yeah, but again, Scoot Henderson was like minus 500 to go second a couple weeks ago. He's now minus 140, minus 150-ish. I got Brandon Miller like 3-1 to go second. I wouldn't take it now, but I think that there is still decent value on third, on Scoot Henderson to go third at plus 200. I think that that's still pretty good value. It basically implies that you think Brandon Miller is going to go second. So to me, that's where there's some good value there. I would take a look at that. But to me, the fourth pick is where the value lies. Cam Whitmore and Taylor Hendricks, two guys people really aren't talking about.
Amen Thompson is the favorite.
Yeah, and I just think the Thompson brothers are going to slide from the things that you're kind of hearing about and the things that are kind of being putting out there. Taylor Hendricks is 50-1 to go fourth. I think that's a legitimate potential. I think from what the scuttlebutt is right now, that's the guy who's looking at, you know, going top five. And I think there's a legitimate chance that he goes fourth. Same with Cam Whitmore, 10-1. He's being projected as the fifth overall pick, and he's 10-1 to go fourth. I think it's just silly right now that there's some value there. I would take a look at those two. Cam Whitmore, 10-1. Taylor Hendricks, 50-1 to go fourth. I think, to me, those are some pretty good value plays. And, you know, you can even take a look at fifth. I think Taylor Hendricks is 10-1. I still think that's not a bad number either.
What are the odds for the coaches moving around? I know Phoenix,
so
Milwaukee. Those are really what I care about.
So I'm not seeing anything on Milwaukee right now. Phoenix right now, Nick Nurse, leader in the clubhouse at 2-1. Kevin Young following him up at 3-1. Mike Budenholzer +350. Tyrone Lue at 4-1. Doc Rivers at 8-1. I think we all know Doc Rivers is not going to be coaching the Phoenix Suns.
Milwaukee?
Sam Cassell, 12-1. I don't have anything on Milwaukee in front of me.
No, I'm saying is Doc in Milwaukee.
Oh, no. I think what you're going to end up seeing is...
They have an assistant that I heard, and then I heard Vin Baker is going to get an interview.
I think Sam Cassell is a good fit for them.
Do you know who else interviewed? Kelvin Sampson from Houston.
Yeah. I'm not super high on that.
So this is where I'd go with it. I don't know what the odds are, but I think Monty Williams goes back to Philly, where he played.
I think that'd be a terrible.
The only reason why is it gives him the opportunity to potentially rebuild with who he wants.
Yeah, but they're not rebuilding there.
I know
they're not rebuilding. What are you going to do?
So I'm throwing that one in there. And this is my scenario. I've heard Doc to Phoenix because Durant likes him, and I don't know if they're going to listen to Booker or Durant at this point.
I would be stunned if that happened. Doc Rivers has been proven time and time again to be a coach who cannot win. I would be stunned.
So the other thing is Monty Williams to the Bucks. I heard Jay Wright potentially going to Philly. I don't know if I would do that if I was
so
him.
To me, the most logical landing spots are Nick Nurse in Phoenix and Monty Williams in Milwaukee. To me, it makes the most sense. Monty Williams is very good with big men. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
He had Davis for all those years.
I think he'd be a very good coach for a big guy like Giannis. Again, I don't know the exact scheme fit, but I think to me that's a natural fit there. Phoenix to me is the easiest one. Nick Nurse should be the guy.
You think it's Phoenix over Milwaukee?
I mean, if I'm Phoenix, absolutely, 100%. You get Devin Booker and you get Kevin Durant and potentially Chris Paul, plus DeAndre Ayton, who was terrible this year, but still, like, that's a piece maybe you can trade or something. They have a ton of ability to make that team better. I think Nick Nurse is the perfect guy for that team. Perfect guy. gets them to play a little bit more defense, gets them a little bit more grit. Monty Williams a little bit softer, in my opinion. So I think Nick Nurse is a fantastic fit for them.
What about the Celtics if they lose here?
I would fire Mazzulla. I don't think they will. I don't think they will, because that's Tatum's guy. That's Tatum's guy. So are you basically saying that Tatum, well, you've lost the, the right to choose the coach now? I feel like that would be the wrong message to send. Personally, I feel like that'd be the wrong message to send after you lose that series. You want to keep Tatum and Brown happy. It's the only way you're going to win. That's the reality of the situation. It's the only way you're going to win, those two guys. I know it sucks. And look, if you want to talk about trading one of them for another star player, not named Kevin Durant, please. Fine. I get it. Like, I wouldn't break them up, but I get it. But they're 25, 26. Players usually don't win until 25, 26, 27. So they're coming into that age where you got to start winning at this age. This is when players start breaking through and winning NBA titles at that age.
All right. We got a minute or so to go here. I'll throw this one at you. The NFL schedule came out last week. Patriots number 7.5. What do you think of the schedule?
So the schedule's tough. I still think I think they're an over team, though. I still think they're an over team. I think they get eight, nine wins. I think Miami's really going to disappoint this year. I think I was super high on Miami right last year. And, we had the whole Tua situation. You're telling me that if Tua doesn't have one more, you talked about retiring. I think that that's a team that could seriously be looking at a quarterback problem if Tua gets another concussion, which feels likely. I don't want to be that guy who says it's going to happen because I don't want it to happen, but it does feel likely that it can happen. So I don't feel great about that, to be honest with you. So, yeah, I think that's most likely, what's going to happen there, Joe.
Mike White, the backup.
Yeah, and Mike White, I mean, come on, we saw him last year. Like, Mike White's a serviceable guy at times, but.
I do got one about week one, though. Teams off a Super Bowl loss.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
See, the line went from 3.5 to 4.5. I saw 5 at some places.
Yeah. Oh, that line.
I actually like the Patriots
that line will be 6.5 by kick.
I like the Patriots in that matchup.
I do, too. And I'll tell you this. Philadelphia this year is an under team. That is an under team this year. Under team.
Things have been tough in Philly of late, huh?
Yeah, that's not a team.
I think every team in that town lost this year.
Yep.
Philly, the Phillies lost Philly's the World Series.
Yep. The 76ers blew it in the semis.
Yep. Pittsburgh never made the playoffs. The Flyers didn't even make the playoffs.
Yeah, it's been tough for them.
And then their Philly Union.
And then the Eagles, obviously.
And the Eagles.
Yeah.
They lost in every single one of them.
Yep. Tough year for Philly.
But, the Miami fans are out, though. Let me tell you. The Florida fans, they're out.
On what?
No, at night during these post games, we have literally people calling to troll from other radio shows.
I mean, that's fine. I get it. But
I just my whole thing is I'm not going to defend these teams.
I'm in.
You want to crap on them? You crap on them.
Philly right now, open 10.5 wins. That was their win total opened. It's up to 11.5. It's going to keep going up, too. It's going to probably hit 12 in the next couple weeks. I'll be on the under on Philly. I'll be on the under on Miami, too. That's two teams I'm on the under with. Now, I think the Jets are a tough team to predict, Joe, because I feel like the Rodgers fit is a good fit for them. And I feel like they're going to be better this year. I just think that they're going to be. It's a tough division. I think it's the best division in football. Name a better division. I got a lot of crap saying the NFC East. I think that division's going to suck this year again. It's going to be Dallas and no one else. I think Philly. Who's a better division?
Oof.
Who is a better division? Maybe
well, I'm out on the AFC West after
maybe the
last
AFC
year.
North. I mean, that's the only division I can think about.
AFC North is Baltimore. Yeah. I mean,
Baltimore,
Cleveland.
Cincy, and if Cleveland
Pittsburgh's
gets
in it every year.
Yeah. So, again, I think that's the one division you could argue. The NFC West has two teams every year that stink. Seattle's going to come back down to earth, in my opinion. The Arizona sucks. We know what LA is, right? So that's a one-team division. The NFC East, I'm telling you, no. The NFC North is whatever, and the NFC South sucks. The AFC East is the best division in football right now. It's the AFC East and the AFC and the AFC North. That's it. Those are the two best divisions in football. So I just think it's going to be tough to get divisional wins in the AFC, in the AFC East and the AFC North. Although I will tell you, I'm high on the Bengals this year. I know. I'm going back to the Joe Burrow ways. I'm high on that team again.
All right, a prediction for tomorrow game.
Celtics win, get a lot of ref help, 2-1, and then they lose game 4. I think we're going back to Boston 3-1. I think they win game 5, and I think they lose in Miami game 6. Miami in 6.
All right. That's it, Dan. We're done. The Hour of the Sports is brought to you by our friends over at Eastern Massachusetts Leader in Pipelining, Drains by James. Damaged pipe, don't dig it, line it. Log into drainsbyjames.com to learn more. This has been another edition of the DraftKings Over-Under Show.
Who you got?
This is the DraftKings Over-Under Show on the Sports Hub. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.